What if a total stranger said to you, "Don't worry, things will get difficult, but I'll make sure that nothing happens to you"? Coming from a total stranger, that would actually sound a little weird, wouldn't it? Don't worry, things will get difficult, but I'll make sure nothing happens to you. Those words really only work when you already know a person quite intimately, such that you know they're trustworthy and have the capacity to do what they say. And you know that person really loves you and is out for your good. In our gospel today, Jesus has just finished telling his disciples how difficult things will get for them. They will experience all kinds of persecutions and problems, but Jesus says the Heavenly Father knows his disciples, even every hair on their heads, and the Father is far more concerned for them than he is for mere sparrows who get very particular care from him still. In order to take comfort in Jesus' words about the Father's care for us, we have to know Jesus' love for us. And to know Jesus is to know the Father. We have to be confident in Jesus' great love. Otherwise, the promise of God's concern and care for us doesn't make much of a difference. It doesn't give us much consolation in the midst of our sufferings, our trials. So, how can we go deeper in the knowledge of God's love? Go to its source. Go to the most sacred heart of Jesus. His heart is the source of his love and care for us. We just celebrated the solemnity of the most sacred heart of Jesus on Friday. It's not too much to say that the sacred heart of Jesus is the source of all. The source of all real love. The Sacred Heart of Jesus is huge. Remember how Jesus' side was pierced with a spear on the cross? Water and blood flowed out, right? Well, that water and blood were coming from his heart. The water is the life-giving water of his Holy Spirit, which he promised he would give to believers. It's a source of baptism and the renewal of the human person. Remember in John's Gospel where it says, "And on the last day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, 'If any man thirst, let him come to me and let him drink, he who believes in me. As the scripture says, out of his heart there shall flow rivers of living waters.' Now this he said of the Spirit, which they would receive who believe in him." That's a quote from John's Gospel. Jesus knew, in other words, all along, that connected to his death would be this outpouring of life, this outpouring of spiritual water, the life of the Holy Spirit into the hearts of believers. Jesus' heart is the source of all life for us. And again, it's huge. Really, everywhere in Scripture that we see some life-giving water poured out by God for humanity, it's connected to the heart of Jesus. Ezekiel sees a heavenly temple with an altar, and out of the altar is flowing water, and everything it touches gets refreshed and becomes alive. That's like the spiritual water of divine love from Jesus' heart that makes us alive. Ezekiel's vision points to Jesus' heart. Zechariah talks about a fountain of water that will be opened up for God's people to cleanse them from sins. The power to cleanse sins comes from spiritual water flowing from Jesus' heart. It's a work of the Holy Spirit. In the book of Exodus, when the Israelites are afraid that they will die without water in the desert, Moses strikes a rock, and out of the rock comes fresh water that sustains them throughout the desert. St. Paul tells the Corinthians in his letter, first letter to them, chapter 10, that the rock was Christ. He says it explicitly. So even back in that Old Testament desert, it was the hidden heart of Jesus providing for them. And that life-giving water in the Old Testament is connected to the water poured out of his heart on the cross. Then fast forward to the end of the Bible, the book of Revelation, and Jesus shows up as the victorious Lamb who leads people to life-giving water. That's water from Jesus' heart. The water of his love, the divine Holy Spirit, poured out into the hearts of believers. Also in the book of Revelation, we have the vision of the heavenly Jerusalem. And flowing from the throne of God and the Lamb is a river of life-giving water. And what that river flowing through the middle of the heavenly Jerusalem touches bears fruit every month of the year. Life-giving water throughout Scripture points to the life-giving water poured out from the heart of Jesus, from his most sacred heart. His most sacred heart is really the center of all life, of all real love. To know consolation when we hear Jesus telling us of the Father's care for us in the midst of trials, we have to know the love of Jesus' most sacred heart. The love in his sacred heart led him to die for us. Let's commit ourselves over and over again to the divine love in the heart of Jesus Christ. Let's respond with our own love. Pope Pius XII wrote an encyclical on the Sacred Heart, and he said that Sacred Heart devotion demands of us a complete and unreserved determination to devote and consecrate ourselves to the love of the divine Redeemer, whose wounded heart is its living token and symbol. The wounded heart of Jesus, the sacred wounded heart of Jesus, is the symbol of his total gift of love to us. And it demands from us, draws from us, if things are working right, a total gift of love back to him. The Eucharist is certainly the greatest expression of the love pouring out of the Sacred Heart of Jesus here for us today. Let's devote ourselves to the love of Jesus' heart and receive more deeply than ever the love of Jesus' heart for us in the Eucharist today.